Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming. And now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending a service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, this is the 38th session in the 1 John lecture series. In the last session, we learned about the false prophets who deliver what is not the will of God as if it were the will of God. In the Old Testament times, God sent His prophets to deliver His will to the people. But some people made up some lies for their own benefits and told the people it was the will of God, or some others were deceived by the false spirits to give false prophecy. In Korean history too, there are incidents like that too in Goguryeo, Baekje, and Silla era. There was a woman called Michelle at the time of Silla Empire, Silla, and she took the had the second the power, only second to the king, and she deceived the people that she had some kind of a psychic power. She was a false prophet, but she manipulated people so that the people could believe her and follow her. There were some truths too, but the most of what she said was false. But she would show some kinds of miracle-like things. And she said that some stones were coming up from the ground, and she made some kind of a magic kind of thing. And she already she was talking about the solar eclipse. So, but by the time already in the Western countries in Europe, they already had knowledge about these solar eclipse and other things. So she studied these things before the people knew anything about it. So she was saying something like, because the government is doing this, the sun will be blocked and there will be a time of darkness. So that's how she deceived the people. Then the people, you know, they would at first doubt, but when something like that actually happened, solar eclipse, so they thought the prophecy was true, and what is the problem, and what do we have to do about it? So she said that we have to kill this and this and this 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 person. You know, she would kill all the eliminate all the political enemies. So that's how, you know, she was using some scientific knowledge. So even in Korean history, we have many events of this kind, as well as in Western history too. And so these false prophets use these kinds of things, but actually they're all falsehood, because they never had any evidence. You know, they don't have, you know, like we do here. You know, you have to be able to show the actual evidence, like we see the rainbows, the moving of the stars and the clouds coming in and coming out and going in, and we have the typhoons going away, disappearing. And we have all the data confirmed by the meteorological agencies of countries. But these people, they say some things, but they don't have any evidence. You know, they don't have any actual evidence. So they are trying to deceive people, and eventually they ask for money. The first thing they ask is money, actually. The spirits of darkness that used to incite the false prophets still deceive believers even today. After the resurrection and ascension of the Lord, the Holy Spirit came upon the children of God. Today, the primary work of the Spirit that is of God, namely the Holy Spirit, is the ministry to let us believe in the Lord and receive salvation. On the contrary, the spirit of darkness focuses on deceiving the people and provokes them to deny the Christ by corrupting the way of salvation. That is why the Bible says it is the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist. I think you've heard a lot about this Antichrist. And by now, you should know about it. You know, we're not going to keep quiet anymore. And also, they are revealing themselves. And the part of Antichrist has penetrated into Korea a lot, even in big churches, in the politicians, in art and culture, and not just in Europe and the United States, but also in Korea. So I can't really say now, right now, today, because many young people wouldn't be able to accept it. They will just say, oh, can it really be true? You know, they should believe 100%, but if they doubt, just a little bit, it's not good. But soon, in several years, or in some years, they will be revealed, and we will have to fight against this power of Antichrist with faith. So this spirit of darkness focuses on deceiving the people, and that's why the Bible says it is the spirit of Antichrist. Sometimes I mention these things, so because you hear about these things when they are actually revealed, you will finally come to a complete understanding. Like we had in Estonia Crusade, there the part of Antichrist was found in the churches too. Today's reading passage, chapter 4, verses 2 to 3, says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming. And now it is already in the world." The previous verse says to test the spirits, and the criteria in discerning are the Word of God, the truth. We can easily find the things to consider in discerning the spirits in 1 John. Today, the pastors, servants of God, they should realize that, they just say heretical to any other pastor or church if some ideas are not agreeing with each other. And this is such a great sin, you know. All churches, these churches are established by the Lord. And some pastors, they condemn other churches as heretical. And when I go out to church associations, I will speak about things very boldly and loudly, but it is to stand against God Himself. But it is such a great sin, you know, because of a little bit difference in their ideas. You know, this Korean Church Council of Korea, they condemn each other. Oh, they are heretical, or they condemn each other, one another. You know? And who is not heretical in Korea? These criteria are, do they live a holy and pure life as the bride of the Lord, and do they keep the commandments of God? Do you live a holy life as the bride of the Lord, and do you keep the commandments of God or not? This is faith. You keep the commandments of God because you believe. Do not hate, do not condemn, do not judge, do not commit adultery, do not steal. So you keep all these commandments. But there are people who do not keep these commandments, especially those sins leading to death. And those who violate these commands, we cannot say they are Christians. The Bible always mentions, you can never commit sins. If you have the seed of God, if you are of God, you can never commit sins. Pastors, elders, leaders, if you're committing sins leading to death, just think about it, think to yourself. If you have the seed of God in you, you can never commit sins. And if you committed sins leading to death, especially, suppose if you got angry, sins not leading to death, and if you get angry, as the time goes on, you pray and it'll be washed away little by little. But if the sins, the Bible says they are sins leading to death, and if you commit these sins, and if you say you love God, this is a lie. This is absolutely a lie. So, do they live a holy and pure life as the bride of the Lord, and do they keep the commandments of God? Do they walk in the light, not in darkness, but in the light, love God and love their brothers? Do they love their neighbors as themselves? Do they love God first? You can also discern whether or not somebody has received the Spirit of God if you check each one's words and actions against the messages on 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual love chapter, and the Beatitudes. And the most important criterion is, as stated in the reading passage, whether one confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Jesus came to this earth in the flesh. Do you believe it or not? Do you confess it or not? All mommy members, they confess it. So are you of the Christ or of the Antichrist? You are of the Christ. As explained in 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, to confess Jesus as the Christ has many meanings in it. It is not just to believe the fact that Jesus came in the flesh, but also the reason why he had to come in flesh and the entire providence of salvation. So why did he have to come in the flesh? You have to know the reason why and believe it. So through the message of the cross, you know it very well. Why he had to come in the flesh? You learned about the four standards, qualifications to become the Savior. It's one of them, that he had to come in the flesh, in human body. Why did he have to come in the flesh? Why? Can't hear you properly. He has to be a man, a person, a human being. So, to become the Savior, he must be a human being. That's why he had to come in the flesh. One of the qualifications states that he has to be a human being. That's why he came in the flesh. Just like we have our body, physical body, he had a body. And why does he have to be a human being? Why? So Nisi Orchestra members, many of them are now on the rock of faith. And they know it clearly. Why does he have to be a human being? The one who led us to sin and who put in the state of sinners the way of destruction was a man, Adam. And so the Savior must be a man too. So he must be a man. So there are so many people, so many human beings on this earth. So can a hero become the Savior? So there are other qualifications. Not every man can become the Savior. And also he must not have any sins, neither original sin or any self-committed sins. Everyone who is born of Adam, or born of their parents, have the original sin inherited from all the way from Adam. And also they also commit sins themselves. So if one is born by the combination, unification of a sperm and egg, then he already loses the qualification to become the Savior. Now Mr. Samgyeong Choi is very famous. He is condemned as heretical, as a heretic by all the churches. And he used to condemn us as heretical. And so now the things, there were turn of events, and this man is insisting that there are three gods. The Savior must be a human being, but he cannot be born by the unification of a sperm of a man and an egg of a woman. And what is the reason here? Because of the original sin. If one is born of his or her parents, he will inherit the original sin from his or her parents, and so they do not have the qualification, which says that the Savior must not have any sin. But the Lord, Jesus, she was just... So he is not qualified because he is born of Mary and Joseph. No? Then what is it? That is why Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so Roman Catholic, those who are listening to this message, they must repent so thoroughly. How can the Virgin Mary become the Holy Mother? Holy Mother of God. If they know this way of the cross, way of salvation, Mary can never become the Holy Mother. We never say Joseph is the Father. Father of Jesus. You know, there is only one Father, God. And yet they say this Mary is the Holy Mother of God. And you know why? When I go anywhere, I always mention this fact boldly, without any fear. Even in predominantly Roman Catholic Church countries like Philippines, Argentina, and in Latin American countries, in Honduras, I just boldly preached. And nobody argued with me, because it is true. It is a fact. You know, even if they argue with me, they can never win. If Jesus is born by the unification of a sperm and egg, he can never become the Savior. And just as the Bible says, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He didn't receive the sperm of Joseph, neither did he receive an egg of a Virgin Mary. He was not conceived by any sperm or any egg. He was just completely conceived by the Holy Spirit. And He just borrowed the womb of Virgin Mary. He didn't receive the egg of the Virgin Mary. We can call her the mother. We can only if the egg was given. But that is not the case with the Virgin Mary. Jesus just borrowed the womb of the Virgin Mary. And just like maybe in an incubator, or you have the surrogate mothers, you make their you cannot really call the surrogate mother real mother. Surrogate mother is not biological mother. The one who gave the egg and sperm, they are actual father and mother and father. But the Virgin Mary, she didn't give the egg to Jesus. Neither did Joseph. And why wouldn't people understand this, especially the Roman Catholics? That's why they have to, they are one of the main powers that will have to stand against. And the Savior must have love. So no, he must not have any original sin or actual sin committed. You know, just by being crucified, one cannot become the Savior. Because the blood itself is different. The blood of the Lord is the precious blood, which has no sin, no original sin, nor no actual sin. It is pure blood. That is why He is qualified as the Savior. You know all of this, but in case you do not know, please read the book Message of the Cross or the sermon cassette tapes or MP3s of Message of the Cross. So you can have proper knowledge, the basic knowledge of Christianity. That is the most basic. And this is the most basic, but when I go to other countries, you know, when I ask the pastors, they even pastors wouldn't have this most basic knowledge of salvation. So how sorry I feel about all these situations. We'll broadcast as much as we want through the GCN TV. And we'll broadcast all these messages, message of the cross and all the basic messages. So that so many pastors will come to an awakening. Their wrong beliefs will be changed. It is not just to believe that the fact that Jesus came in the flesh, but also the reason why He had to come in flesh and the entire providence of salvation, which I just explained, which is also found in the message of the cross. We have to understand it and believe it. And do you know it and believe? So those who are elderly, the senior citizens, is a little... they don't have as good memory power as the young people. So even though they listen, you know, they sometimes they don't really understand even this message of the cross. So it's not easy for them to go into spirit and Holy Spirit because they don't understand it at first. Of course, they believe. They hear and believe. But sometimes they don't really understand. So in the case of the Word of God too, elders and leaders, you should know the Word of God. And some of you wasted so much time. And there are sometimes some people who don't really have even these basic knowledge of Christianity. I put so much emphasis on the measure of faith, the seed of life, beatitudes, the spiritual love chapter, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, the four levels of goodness, and seven spirits. These are all basics. And you should know these things and understand them and learn them by heart and cultivate them as spirit. But you don't study them. You just listen to the sermon and just forget about it. Just forget it. You have to make notes of it. And as elders and leaders, obviously, you have to study them, review them. But you just neglect these important things and you just put your focus on the worldly things, making money. And the result is that you can't come into the rock of faith. You can't go into spirit. So that's why I tell you to read the Bible, a chapter, and memorize a verse, even since 10 years ago. If you have been trying to even at least imitate obeying them, you at least try to memorize, even though you cannot completely memorize, you know, you try to memorize every day and you do some reviews. Then if you do this, keep on doing this for 10 years, then you will understand, you will have so many Bible verses in your memory. And if you've been obeying this way, all of you would have been in the spirit by now. I'm saying this again and again on the altar, but the result of your disobedience is that you didn't come into the rock of faith yet. Nevertheless, you cannot stop here. You cannot just stop here. And everybody is going into spirit. You cannot just stay there. Even from now, you have to follow them. Then, and you can much more, you can run. You can follow much more quickly because you have heard a lot of messages of the truth. So you can quickly change yourself into the truth. It is to believe the way of cross as a whole, as seen in the following facts. Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator, came to this earth in human body. He took and died on the cross in our place and fulfilled the law with love and forgave all our sins. And Jesus Christ is our only Savior. How He forgave our sins, why He had to forgive our sins, we have to understand all these things. And you have to confess it and believe it. And then your deeds will follow. If you really believe, you will have the following deeds. The faith without following deeds, it means it is not faith. The Bible clearly says, faith without deeds is dead. It is not actual real faith. You know, faith without deeds is dead faith. And with dead faith, you become an elder or a pastor or minister. And you are so far away from the rock of faith. You have theories. You have the knowledge. But you don't practice it. So you have to cultivate the Word of God in your heart by practicing it, and you have to recover the lost image of God, but you didn't. That is why you can't go into the rock of faith or the Spirit. And you still have evil. You still condemn and judge others. You slander others. And if somebody slanders you, you become offended because you still have so many evils and untruths in you. You still tell a lie and you try to cheat others, and you don't cast away all the fleshly attributes, and you do the things that God tells you not to. And suppose you are early in the morning, maybe 1 or 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and there are no traffic police. And you just ignore the traffic lights, even though there is no police around. You will still keep the law of the country to traffic lights. Those who are in spirit, they will keep by their conscience. They'll keep the traffic lights, men of spirit, because it is the law of the country too. So we have to, if you really want to believe, if you really believe the message of the cross and the will of God, we will practice the Word of God so that the evil will be cast away, our untruths will be cast away, so we can go into spirit. And if I want to, if I have a chance to talk with these pastors here at the front, there are so many things to point out. The providence of salvation that God had hidden since before the ages and later revealed cannot be believed or understood with the thoughts of fleshly men. But those who have received the Holy Spirit, namely the Spirit that is of God, can believe that Jesus is our Savior. For this reason, 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing." So for the unbelievers, it seems foolish. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For those who are being saved, the believers, the message of the cross, the word of the cross is the power of God. It is not something that just happened. It is the secret. Mystery hidden since before the ages. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God." We, not the spirit of the world, not the spirit of the Satan, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. So by the Holy Spirit, we are given the faith to believe from heart. And so because we believe, we practice the Word of God, and as we keep on practicing, our faith grows up and we become true men of God. We grow up as true sons and daughters of God. If, suppose you've been Christians for 30 years in this church, and still, if you are still committing works of the flesh, then as a, you know, you are still like a 2 or 3 years old. It means you are crippled. You should be 30 years old, but you are acting like a 2 or 3 years old, 3-year-old baby. It means you have something wrong with you, and God's kingdom is not for the crippled. First or second level of faith, that is only for those who new believers who came into faith recently. And if you've been attending the church for like 30 years, by now you must be, most of you must be in whole spirit by now. If you really led a proper Christian life. And if you really listen to my words, you'll be shocked all the time. You get shocked. And you may not like it. So maybe it's good that I don't come from the mountain so that you won't be shocked. You try your best from your son. You attend Daniel prayer meeting, but in a praying in Daniel prayer meeting, your prayers must be recognized by God that it is a truthful and your prayer, true prayer from the heart. But if it is prayer done with dozing off, and if God asks you, do you really love me first, and how many of you can really say yes, certainly say yes, you loved your husband or wife or your children more than God. Maybe you can give excuses. Oh, I have to serve my mother-in-law. I have to do this. I have to do that. But if you begin to give excuses, you can never live by the word of God. The Apostle Paul, the man of God, they never gave any excuses. When God gave them calling, they just deserted. I mean, they forsook everything, anything physical, anything fleshly, and they just went to God, went to devote themselves for the kingdom of God. And those men of God, they have to devote themselves for the kingdom of God, and they, but some of you don't. You just give excuses. And those who deny or corrupt the providence in Jesus the Savior are the ones who have received the spirit of Antichrist that stands against God. So is there anybody who has received the spirit of Antichrist here in this church? There must be none, but until recently we had some. Maybe until the year before, last year. Even then, like 10 families followed that person. And from the altar, I commended them, advised them, but they still followed her. And all those families, none of those families survived. They became diseased, they got divorced, and all those families perished. And even those who were attending church, have been attending church until recently, they got the lung disease, which is a curse of God. And also, if there is a pastor who has whose mother is one of them, it is pathetic. Now, how can a leader's mother of a leader, how can a mother of a leader follow that kind of person? And how can this leader teach the flock here in this church? I cannot give you the name, but I'm giving you this clue, hint, so that you can repent, even the family members. Here, you should be very clear about something. We do not say everyone who is not living in the truth is Antichrist. So you should have clear discernment. We do not say everyone who is not living in the truth is Antichrist. To believe in God is to keep His commandments and to walk in the light. Those who keep the commandments of God and walk in the light, they are believers in God. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. To believe Jesus as the Savior They have to believe that Jesus redeemed us from sins. He freed us from sins and He forgave us. So we are justified and we become citizens of heavenly kingdom. But if we commit sins, we are not children of God. Just think about it. Suppose you are sons and daughters of God. When I ask you, are you sons and daughters of God? What will you say? You will say, Amen. If you are not sons and daughters of God, you are sons and daughters of devil. It's either son of God or son of devil. Of course, you are children of your parents, but in spiritual sense, it's whether you are children of God or children of the devil. It's either or. Of course, you have your physical parents, but it is physical parents. But spiritually, it's either or. Either one of them. And if you follow the law of the darkness, law of the devil, and if you do not keep the law of God, you do the things that God tells you not to, then what will God say? Will He say, Oh sons, my son, my daughter, you shouldn't do that? What part of the Bible says something like that? The Bible says, if you obey somebody, then you are slave to that person whom you obey. If you obey darkness, you are slaves to the devil. And if you obey the light, the truth, then you are sons and daughters of God. So, you should have clear discernment, the pastors, Levites, elders. Even though they profess with their lips, they believe. Those who still live in sins are the ones who are of darkness. They do not discern the will of God, nor can they be protected by God. Thus, they live in tests and trials, just like the worldly people. If ministers belong to this category, it causes an even greater problem. If a blind man leads another blind man, both of them will fall into a pit. Likewise, such a minister will misguide his flock into the way of death. Consequently, at the judgment, he will be sternly punished. It means it is the end. You know, at the judgment throne, you should be commended. You should be acknowledged that you accepted Jesus Christ and you became true sons and daughters of God. If you receive the rebuke, it means you are finished. So the Bible clearly tells us, if a blind man leads another blind man, if you lead the flock to the way of death, and it's better that you should fall into the sea with the grinding stone. Why would it be better to die, you know, jump into the sea with a grinding stone around your neck? And if you die like that, you know, you will go to the first level of hell. And if you lead so many souls to the way of death, to the way of hell, and you will go into a deeper level of hell. You will receive more harsh punishment. So committing sins knowing it is sin, and committing sins without knowing it is sin, you know, it is much worse to commit sins knowing it is sin. When I say these things, you know, it is shocking to you. But what is a shock? There are some people who are committing the works of the flesh. You who have been committing the works of the flesh. All right, let's say I do not know, but let's say I don't know about you. You know, it doesn't matter whether I know about your sins or not, but God knows everything. I do not judge you. God will be the judge. You know, it's not okay even if you can cheat me. You can never cheat God. So you shouldn't be afraid of anything. you know, about me. And those who are trying to cheat me, it is also some, you know, they are so brave. You know, I travel around in the dreams of so many believers. I teach them, I advise them. And if you try to cheat my spirit, how bold you are. You know, if you really believe, you can never cheat God. You'll be too afraid to cheat, try to cheat me. But they do. I don't know if they are afraid. You know, maybe they don't know who I am. And but it doesn't matter that I don't know. But the Lord knows. God knows. And every act of yours is recorded in heaven. So those who are living in the light, they are so happy and they love me. But those who are living in darkness, they dislike me. You know, they wish that the senior pastor wouldn't come down to the church. You know, they wish that I will just stay at the mountain prayer, because I'm telling you these things and it is a shock. You know, it is kind of piercing in their heart. So they wish that I wouldn't come down. You want that? But I have to give you this kind of advice, again, warning and advice, so that you can turn from your sins and they will be saved. And if you still ignore the word of God, neglect, look down upon the word of God, and if you still disobey, you won't be able to be saved. But if you turn from your ways, even now, and go the right way, you will be saved. But even though such people do not live in the truth and do not teach the truth properly, we cannot say they are antichrist as long as they acknowledge the way of the cross, including Jesus having come in the flesh. It just means that they do not have spiritual faith and they are not proper in the sight of God. So it's because of lack of knowledge. But they cannot be justified just because of their lack of knowledge. But they, as long as they acknowledge the way of the cross, including Jesus having come in the flesh, we cannot say they are antichrist, because they have heard the truth to some extent, and they, whatever they heard, they try to believe. Those who have received the spirit of antichrist intentionally spoil the words of the Bible, directly stand against the Holy Spirit, blaspheming Him, and bringing down His name. Like in 1998 and 99, it was clearly revealed. They knew who their shepherd was. You know, a servant of God who received the power of God. And even at that time, I drove away the typhoons and I performed so many powerful works of God. But even then, they passed judgment and condemnation on me, and they slandered me, and they created so many false rumors and evil false rumors. And they spread these things. The power is given by God Himself, God alone. And intentionally, they were trying to destroy this kind of a servant who received the power of God. And what kinds of great sins are these? That's why these the retributions of these sins are being revealed even until today. God gave them so many chances to repent. So the power of the Antichrist intentionally spoil the words of the Bible, directly stand against the Holy Spirit, blaspheming Him and bringing down His name. When I say this, it might sound that it is easy to discern between the two, but in reality, it is quite often difficult to reveal the spirit of Antichrist. It's because they do not directly deny the word of God, but corrupt it in a very manipulative way. The heresies at the time of John the Apostle also came up with some clever theories to deny that Jesus came in the flesh. Up until today, we have heresies that have similar claims. And there are also those people who call themselves the Savior or God Himself. Today, it is said that those who claim themselves to be the Savior or God number more than 40 in Korea alone. Some people say Jesus came as the Savior, but due to various reasons, He did not fulfill the way of salvation, and thus, another Savior had to come. You know, some people say that. You know, in the Unification Church, they say Jesus failed in his ministry. When I was beginning this church in the 80s, you know, they were giving this full-page ads on Dong-a-Ilbo and Jung-a-Ilbo. You know, I read them, and they said that Jesus failed as a savior. You know, he failed on the cross, and that's why I came to fulfill what Jesus had left to be fulfilled. And because Jesus failed, he had to come. But he came as the Savior, but he had so many diseases and died. How can the Savior have so many diseases and die? You know, his children are fighting against each other. And some of them departed, and some of them couldn't even attend the funeral. They are showing us such a scene. And they are saying these groundless, unreasonable claims, and so many people are deceived, and so many people attend his funeral. And like here in this church, we see, and you know, we say only what we see here and we experience. We have so many evidences when we live by the goodness. We do not ever pass judgment or condemnation. We don't try to destroy others. We don't fight over money. We don't try to cheat or steal any money. We are living in the light, in the goodness and truth, just by the word of God. And we try to help others. We try to give more. We try to serve more. We try to humble ourselves more. We never pass any judgment or condemnation. We are never jealous or envious of any other church or anybody. Now we have small group leaders meetings, and they are sending me some text messages, and they say they're so happy because it is so different from before. You know, whenever they gather, they feel like they are all same brothers and sisters, all small group leaders. You know, they're so happy together, and also the leaders of United Mission Groups. Mission group leaders, when they gather there, they don't have any untruths, and they don't, you know, argue about anything. Everything is done smoothly. So whenever they gather and talk with each other, they give out the scent of the Christ, and they're so happy all the time. So when I receive these text messages, I become happy too. And now their faith has grown up, and now we have this kind of, this high level of faith within such a short time. After the leadership conference is over next year, so many people will be going into the Rock of Faith. So many more people will go into the Spirit. And there will be quite some more people who will be in the whole Spirit. And how happy we'll all be. Or some others say, heaven does not exist, while still others deny God the Trinity. All these claims are from the heresies that deny the Lord, and they are receiving the works of Antichrist. Externally, they seem to believe in God and quote from the Bible, but they deny the ministry of salvation that Jesus accomplished by having come in the flesh. Dear brothers and sisters, 1 John 4:3 latter part says, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talks about the signs of the end time. Verses 4 to 5 say, and Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. As he prophesied, even from the time of the early church, the power of the Antichrist began to mislead many people. And today, as so much time has passed and the spiritual world is so corrupted, the power of the Antichrist has become much stronger. Until the 7-year tribulation comes, they will keep on increasing their power. The power of the Antichrist, they've been growing up their power for hundreds of years. And they have been increasing their power, improving themselves, and they are penetrated into all corners of the world. to make the people belong to them. You know, politicians, even presidents of the countries, the, all the famous business people, and they join as the member, and there are so many qualifications to become one of them. So those who join this group, they must keep quiet. And for hundreds of years, we have some big figures of Korea too, some of the pastors too. It's not time yet. I cannot proclaim. There's so many people will be surprised, and they will not, some of them will not believe. So maybe when the time comes, we will just not mention the names. In case of Johnny Kim, I think you are familiar with more these things than other people here. So you the church members should also be aware of how the things are going, the situations. So when I, after, the time means after I receive the part of the recreation. So you have some time, so I think you can prepare. As the tribulations begin, the power of the Antichrist will unite and take over the control of the world in a very short time. They will be the main people who will persecute and force the conversion of those Christians who are not caught up in the rapture. For your information, on the other hand, some people accuse those churches that have very active works of the Holy Spirit as being heretic or antichrist. This act is to go against the will of God due to their spiritual ignorance. Just because the works are not in accordance with their own standards, they say speaking in other tongues, prophecies, or visions are wrong. Some even condemn clapping and dancing in praises as heresies. So they don't even know the definition of heresy. If they know just a little bit of the definition, you know, the Antichrist is those who deny Jesus coming in the flesh, those who deny God the Trinity, those who deny the Bible. And regardless of these standards, they just say anybody is heretical. Just because some ideas are not agreeing with each other. The Bible never tells us to condemn anybody heretic as heretics. You know, in the Bible, we cannot find the words, find the word heretical or heretic in the four Gospels. Jesus never mentioned the word heretic. Because in the four Gospels, there's no word. Heretic is not mentioned in the four Gospels. And, but nowadays, you know, so many pastors are saying heretical, heretical, heretical to so many other pastors. Just because there are some signs and wonders happening. So, if anybody is saying heretical, you should demolish their thoughts with the truth. You know, you just give excuses. Oh, we are not heretical. You know, you don't have to do that. You have to know the definition. And conversely, you can demolish their fleshly thoughts. If anybody uses that word around you, you have to look back on yourself. What kind of person are you? You know, personally, nobody has said the word heretical to me, you know, in my personal conversation. Nobody whatsoever. Nobody said I'm heretical, or no relatives of mine never ever said I'm heretical or anything. Our church is heretical. But around you, you know, some of your acquaintances, your friends, they'll say, if you are, they say that you are of a heretical church, then you should look back on yourself. What kind of person are you? What kind of behaviors are you showing that you have to hear? What kind of friends you have? And they say they can condemn you as a heretical church member. They can never do that in other countries or in any other place. Nobody has ever said that our church is heretical or my teachings are heretical. And they all politely serve me. They love me. But 2 Timothy 3:5 says, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these. So you should turn from these people, but you still have a fellowship, friendship with them. Especially if you hear any word from your relatives, it means you didn't evangelize those people and you have to hear your such words from your uncles, nephews and cousins, and why do you have to hear such words from your relatives? It means you didn't show proper behaviors to them. If you have upright and proper behaviors, they can never say those things to you. They can never say something like that directly, openly. We must not carelessly use the word heresy or heretic when speaking about those who confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that the Bible is the errorless word of God, and that God is God, the Trinity. It is to condemn and stand against the Holy Spirit. If they keep on doing what they do, they will eventually be forsaken by God or even be captured by the spirit of Antichrist. To my regret, a similar case occurred regarding our church. A person named Samgyong Choi had been condemning our church as heretical for a long period of time, and he himself accepted a heretical idea that denies God the Trinity and was condemned as being heretical. He used to condemn us as heretical, and now he denies God the Trinity and he is condemned as heretical. And it means that we are not heretical. So the Church Council of Korea, they should apologize to us, because he is the one who was belonging to Church Council of Korea, and they condemned us. He's the one who condemned us as heretical. And that's why they have to apologize to us. If you are smart enough, you will go to that council right away and receive the apology. But I'm not saying you should go there and cause troubles. But the president of Church Council of Korea, he's one of my best friends, and he will, if I ask, he will come to my church, our church, and even preach. We must be of God's Spirit, discerning only with the criteria of God's words. Also, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will protect all the brothers in faith from being tempted by the Antichrist. Because of time, I finished only half of what is prepared. I will continue in the next session. It's been a long time since anybody said the heretical. Our church is heretic. And if anybody is saying our church is heretical, it means they are out of their minds. You know, those who came to our church, those who were close to the president, they know about us very well. And those who came to our church in this Sunday morning service, they know about me very well. The pastor, he helped me have a crusade, a meeting in L.A. And in so many countries, there's so many helpers. Even though I'm not aware of them, they know of me. And today, I performed many of God's powerful works, so many people are aware of me, my ministry. And if anybody is saying our church is heretical today, it means they are so foolish. I'm sorry, but they are so foolish, because they are so ignorant. They don't know any truth. It means they don't even have the basics. So, you shouldn't be hearing any words like heretical from anybody, from your family, relatives, or friends. And then, you should let them understand what is heresy. As if they say our church is heretical, and do you know why? I don't know why. Even up until today, some people are saying our church is heretical, and if anybody is asking me, telling me that our church is heretical, I will ask them why. And nobody has ever said that, so I've never heard any reason why they call us heretical. If they want to condemn us as heretical, they must have proper reasons. In case of Jehovah's Witnesses, they deny God the Trinity. But we don't have anything like that. Because of signs and wonders? Because of the power of God? But these things are so biblical. If you are smart enough, you wouldn't be hearing such words. Like in the case of Elder Hongi Park, as you heard his testimony. He had he was working with the high officials of the government, and nobody has ever said that he is heretical. Nobody would say that. It is such a rudeness, actually, if you are upright. Nobody can say something like that. If anybody is saying, oh, your church is heretical, then it means your behaviors are not upright and your behaviors are not proper. And especially today, Elder Honggi Park. Do you hear that anybody is saying you're heretical in your workplace? Nobody can dare say that. And if you are upright, nobody will say such things to you. She sent me a text message saying, after hearing the testimony of the elder, she was saying, as she was attending, when she was in the school, she never denied Mami Church. Even when they were, she never denied the fact that she was attending Mami Church. She rather revealed the fact. That is faith. As a flock of Manmin, you have to speak for it. You know, if you hide yourself, you know, you try to hide the fact that you are not really attending Manmin Church and you don't... But, on the contrary, she revealed the fact that she was attending Manmin Church. And when they asked, she would say, you know, that is not the case. That is not true. And she'll speak for the church and they will... their misunderstandings will go away. And God is using that kind of people. The honest people. When the blind man came to see, what did he do? The man who was born blind. And when he was, his eyes were opened by Jesus, what did he do? When they were trying to, so the Jews were trying to kill Jesus. And when this blind man came to see, they were trying to kill this blind man too. And because the parents, they knew about it, they would just... avoid the situation. Oh, my son, he is all grown up. When they asked them, your son was born blind and was he healed by Jesus? And the parents said, they knew everything, but they said, oh, we don't know. Just ask our son. He knows everything. Because they were cowards. And they were just saying, oh, ask him. And the son boldly said, don't you know who let my eyes opened? That man, Jesus. He opened my eyes. Don't you know the fact? Even in the threats, he could have been captured by them. But he boldly stated the truth. That is the grace. That is the pay. That is the grace. That is the faith. That is love. You know, if you hide yourself, oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't. I'm not. I don't know. Of course, it is an old story in the past. But that same old story is happening in the same. If the same thing happens today, of course, most of you will not do that, but still, there are some people who will do the same thing, you know, who will hide themselves, become cowards. But I hope none of you will do that. You know, about, it's 12, 13, 14 years ago, and I believe none of you will do that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let the message become life and faith, and let us also have clear understanding about the Antichrist. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on sick parts. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and make them whole. Light, come. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them have spiritual and physical health. Lay your hands on all stomachs, intestines, and all internal organs, cancers go away, lung diseases go away, germs and diseases, viruses go away. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the stomachs become strong, high and low blood pressure go away, be whole spiritually and physically. Father, there's a member whose bone is broken, let them be fixed and let them be healthy. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany, he will deliver this seminar of Measure of Faith at the church ministered by Pastor Samuel in Ulm's area on December 16th. Be with him. Missionary Daewon Kang will have a sanctuary moving service and handkerchief prayer meeting at France Mammoth Church on December 23rd. Be with him. Pastor John Kim of India. He'll preach at the Congress Christmas celebration event on December 17th. Be with him. Congressman Prosper Gavila of DR Congo, diabetes complication go away. And let the project in progress in the Congress go well. Also, Madi Naja of DR Congo, uterine cyst and appendicitis be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yang Gum Hua of USA, chronic bronchitis, migraine, and backache be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ho Jen U of a neighboring country, high blood pressure, backache, and leg pain go away. Li Xu Qin, after effects of stroke go away. Zhou Fu Long, cerebral vascular diseases go away. Huang Jun Hua, nervous breakdown, be healed. Ho Wu Win, weakness and myopia, be healed. Mao Win Ju, high blood pressure, heart disease, bronchitis, be healed. Yu Shan Jing, whole body paralysis, go away. Let it be loosened. Zhou Han Xia, left side paralysis, let it be loosened. Be whole. Go Wu Zhong Wen, acute leukemia, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Meng Sen Zhong, dementia and mental disease, go away. Chen Jil wants to deliver the baby easily. Father, protect all your children. Protect all their vehicles. Give them peace and comfort. Father, there is an upcoming election. Let them not give up, but let them all participate. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.